coffees and four lagers later, the young men have joined the girls, all seated near enough for me to follow the full conversation. I know. I really shouldn't be listening, but we've been over this. I'm bored, remember? They're loud. So then, the girls repeat what I have already gleaned from their earlier gossiping. This trip to London is their first solo visit to the capital, a gift from their parents to celebrate the end of GCSEs. They are booked into a budget hotel, have tickets for Les Miserables, and have never been this excited. You kidding me? You really never been to London on your own before? Carl, the boy band lookalike, is amazed. Can be a tricky place, you know, girls. London. You need to watch yourselves. Taxi, not tube, when you get out of the theatre. You hear me? I'm liking Carl now. He's recommending shops and market stalls, also a club where he says they will be safe if they fancy some decent music and dancing after the show. He's writing down the name on a piece of paper for them. Knows the bouncer. Mention my name, okay? And then Anna, the taller of the two friends from Cornwall, is wondering about the black bags, and I am secretly delighted that she has asked, for I am curious also, smiling in anticipation of the teasing. Boys, so disorganized. What do you like, eh? But no. The two young men have just got out.